It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I knew you'd love my Brewers jersey. Thank you for acknowledging, DZ.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Go Brewers! Go Brewers! Go Brewers!
I ain't gonna say that one, but I'll give you that one.
Well, unfortunately, you're on the radio in Milwaukee. Go Brewers! Go Brewers! Go Brewers!
Wepa for y'all. Wepa for y'all. It is Wepa Wednesday. You know what I'm saying?
No, let's talk about the NFL, actually, not baseball.
Oh, okay. Bet.
We're not even talking about baseball. We have been talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce nonstop, and for once I have a story that's not about them. It involves Tom Brady, who says he's lost 10 pounds since he quit the NFL.
He lost weight?
He said it's the stress. He said he was so stressed.
After quitting football?
I don't know. I mean, he says, I haven't had the stress.
So he's...
That's a quote from Tom Brady. Wouldn't that mean that... He said, I'm very fit right now. He's implying that he gained weight and that he was, I guess, overeating or...
Something.
Too big, not really himself or feeling healthy or fit.
Yeah. Huh. I mean, people have said in the past that he was looking small and gangly and not well because of how he looked. And listen, nobody has ever in my brain said, oh, man, I'm so glad I lost weight. I was stressed. No, you normally lose weight when you're stressed.
Yeah. Well, no. That's not true.
What do you
that's
mean?
That's not true. A lot of people eat. A lot of people eat when they're stressed. And most people, actually, people go the other way. They eat, they gain.
I mean, I'm a stress eater, but like.
Well, we all are, because it feels good when we're not feeling good. Food feels good, right?
That feels weird from Tom Brady talking about I lost weight leaving the NFL.
He said, I haven't had the stress that I had while I was playing, so that's allowed me to focus a little bit more on my physical health. So maybe even though he looked fit to us, maybe he wasn't.
I figured he stopped lifting weights and he lost muscle. Like, I didn't think it was a health positive here, but
really healthy, his physical and mental health. And I'm like, you know, you already retired. You could have quit a long time ago. You were the one who chose this life. It's just like going back to the same dude being like, he did it again.
He loves the toxicness.
He made me feel horrible again.
He loves it.
I got out. Now I lost weight. Look at that.
Healthy on the other side. Yes. But not good for him. If he feels good, we feel good for him, right?
Yeah, great. And Tom Brady, that's great. Now let's go back to Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Let's go, Brewers! I was just writing that on my Instagram and my Facebook.
No, you like that? I support it. Did you hear that? Did you hear me woo?
You did a good job.
Bruh, I got a Brewers hat. I got a 414 hat.
You say that like that's an accomplishment.
It is an accomplishment.
You live in Milwaukee. You should have a
they
Brewers
gave it to
hat.
Yeah, but I'm a Cubs fan. So, no. One of my guys gave it to me for my birthday. He thought he'd finesse me. He was like, look, it's a 414 hat. Mm-hmm. You know? And I looked at the colors and I was like, bruh.
You were like, thank you.
You ain't gonna finesse
so
me.
Good.
Right. I was like, no, that's fire. You ain't gonna finesse me though, Poppy. It's literally in those colors. In that color scheme.
I'm wearing my jersey today that is it has my name on the back. You see this?
I do think it's dope. It's the baby blues though. Like it's the barbecue edition, basically. Or the tailgate.
My friends at the Brewers who gave me this are gonna kill me for not remembering what the line's called. But yes, it's the baby blue, the 414. And I have a hat that goes with this jersey.
You are perfectly matched right now. Like I'm not mad at the aesthetic.
Thank you. And
respect, because they clinched.
Yeah.
They clinched the division. Go ahead, y'all. Shout out to y'all.
This jersey is looking very good today, isn't it?
Today is the day of all days to rock. It is clean. And the team is looking good, too.
Let's go, Brewers.
Big ups to the Brew Crew.
Yes. I know you're... I
had something in my throat.
You said it. Good for DZ. You did it.
There's something in my throat.
You said go, Brewers. You did it.
I don't recall. I think that was coughing. Yeah.
All right. I will not force you to say "Let's go Brewers" more than 3 times an hour today. You are welcome. Thank you, DZ, for joining us. Okay, we have to talk about business now. Don't forget, we have tickets to Fright Fest Six Flags coming up at 8:40, and then we have Noah Kahan tickets at 9:20.
Ooh.
Now back to the original show with Allie and DZ.
Now let's get back to business.
Yes, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. DZ, did you go to the chiropractor? I need an update on the back situation.
Oh, wepa. So, you know, I mean, I've been struggling a little bit for the last week or two, if you will.
We talked about this, that you were in a lot of pain.
Yeah. The pain threshold has gotten better, but we still up there.
Okay.
I'm not moving, though. I'm back to football. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to stretch as much as I can, but I'm not necessarily doing all that preventative maintenance, because I feel like now that I could walk, now that I could bend, now that I could jog a little bit, I don't need all that. Now I got the heating pad that, shout out Tony, you know, Tony got me, because Tony from Racine,
Tony
our mascot
Racine,
man.
Dropped off. Do you feel like you're supposed to be doing all these other, you know, I've been on you like a mom.
Mm-hmm.
Are you supposed to be doing all this physical stuff with your back like this?
Yeah, I feel like I need to. I feel like
you do, or what did they say at the doctor?
Lack of mobility feels like it could be part of the issue for me.
Fair.
You know, because aside from when I work out with Jeremy at the Princeton Club, and when I work out for football and play games, obviously, that is my activity level besides chasing the kid around. Right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I felt like I need to be more active. So when I couldn't be as active, that was really weighing on my mentals.
Mm-hmm.
When I move, my mind feels better.
Mm-hmm.
That helps my body feel better. Now, when you get injured, obviously you can't do nothing about that. And I felt like I got injured.
Yeah.
Because my back was just on 10. Mm-hmm. I had to go to the chiropractor. And this was after I went to urgent care. Because I went to urgent care, remember that day?
I remember that. And then we talked about it on the show. Mm-hmm. And then somebody called in and said that you should go to a chiropractor. And then people really have opinions, because you know, you're one or the other. Like, you either are medical, back doctor, or there's a whole thing between those two sides.
And I'm not opposed to it. I've gone to a chiropractor before, but it's just difficulty finding one you're comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I got problems with people touching my body and my back and like cracking me and feeling like they're going to snap my neck. But we were at the Just Between Friends event, and there was a chiropractic kiosk, if you will,
a vendor,
thank you, on the way out from Connect Chiropractic. Mm-hmm. And they were like, hey, check it out. We've got NASA technology, yada, yada, yada. And I went, NASA? Huh?
Even though medical stuff is all science, just for the record, I'm just throwing that out there for people listening that are thinking that right now.
Obviously.
It's all science at but, the end of the day.
But like space science versus regular science.
That feels more important.
As a boy? Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, that's way cooler.
No to anyone marketing, put NASA for guys.
For dudes? Oh yeah, you put NASA on anything, we're going to be like, huh?
Oh.
Did you say I'm an astronaut?
That's awesome.
So they wrote me in with that. And I'm not going to lie, I'm glad I went, because they gave me a really comprehensive breakdown of what's going on with my back. Now, I don't understand it because I got to go back for a follow-up.
Can I look at that?
But they gave me a pamphlet.
Now,
of course.
Is that weird? It's your medical stuff.
No, go
you
ahead.
Have to show me?
Go ahead.
What is this?
You have doctor-patient, you have Allie patient confidentiality.
Thank you.
I got you, dog.
I won't tell anyone.
You're one of my emergency contacts.
I can see your bare butt here.
Yeah, that's my butt.
No, it's one of these like skeleton
it's
medical.
A graph.
It's a graph.
It's not even an x-ray. It's nothing.
It's
like,
not your
it's
real
what you'd
butt.
Find in like a medical journal.
And no man looks like that anyway, for the record. No man has a body like that.
Ain't
like,
nobody but that type.
Like the ones you see in medical books. Okay,
no,
so
but
what,
they did a full scan of my back, up and down. They use very advanced technology. So they did two separate scans. They did a scan of my back, and they did a scan of my muscles in my back. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And what that basically is saying is that more than half of my body is overcompensating for my back.
Oh, and what? Why? You're walking funny, or you're sitting funny, or
my,
what?
My spine, from what they're kind of breaking down to me, and I'll have a better answer after today, because I go back for another appointment.
Mm-hmm.
It's like off of Burleigh or something like that. Connect, what did I say? Connect Chiropractic?
Yeah.
Whatever
what,
the front
what
says, whatever.
What did they say, though?
But they said my back is pretty misaligned. Not like the worst that they've ever seen, but I've got weakness
is
in the
back?
Top of my neck.
Is this
no.
your back?
No, but that's a breakdown as to like what could be having, like issues that I could be having.
People
so think
can't
about,
see this, so this isn't fun, but, but I get what you're saying.
And what I'm, y'all know I've had stomach problems. Mm-hmm. I've had sleeping problems. I've recently realized that I've got some anxiety that I need to work through. And
I've
all of these things
it, I've thought
are back.
Stress. Yeah.
Stress.
Because
all of these things can be related to your back.
This is a huge mental health thing a lot of people don't realize.
Mm-hmm.
I've had people close to me have back issues, and we get all the stuff done, and then nothing. And we have to have the talk about your back is because of mental health.
Your,
it's physical, right? It's not
all connected. It's all connected. It really is.
Pain is connected to your brain.
So, and I know I'm showing you that you can't see this, but you see these like black lines along the graph of my quote unquote body. Anything you see that's out is bad. Any widening. So what you should see
everything's bad then.
Is a straight line. You see really bad, kind of bad, not so bad, and then under bad.
Listen, it looks like he's driving down a windy road. If you're looking at the graph, imagine a straight spine being one straight road, and then imagine a windy road. That's what I'm looking at when I look at DZ's.
Y'all know that San Francisco road, the zigzaggy one? The one that goes back and forth in like Cali?
No.
I believe you.
Oh,
somebody's going, I know the road.
Well, I feel like there's a ton of zigzaggy
roads. It's one road that's really like zigzag the way across.
That's your back?
That's my back. That's what the graph of my back looks like. So I'll have a greater picture today, but right now, all I know is that my body is working at 150% harder rate than it needs to be. This is where my body should be working, 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm at 150%. My back is overcompensating for a lot of my body, and we need to fix that now.
How do we fix it?
With them.
Okay.
Because I can't do this by myself. The technology that they got is supposed to help me out. That torque technology, that NASA stuff. So we're going to find out today.
Okay.
I did go. I had my first consultation.
Yeah.
I was there for like an hour. I think I'm going to be there for like another hour today. Mm. But after this, adjustments are supposedly like 10 minutes long.
Oh, well, then you're in and out.
In and out.
See, I'm getting my skin done yesterday. You're getting your back fixed. We're just all over the place, man.
We're getting right.
We're fixing ourselves one thing at a time. What are you fixing about yourself, actually? I literally was doing skin stuff at Illume yesterday, trying to fix my skin.
What are you fixing about yourself?
What are you fixing about yourself? Because I felt good when I got home. I'm fixing my skin, working on skincare lately. Mm-hmm. DZ's working on his back.
That's right.
And what are you working on? 414-533-1037. I want to hear. And if you're not working on anything, like Tony and Racine will probably call and say, because he's funny like that.
I'm working on my bike.
I'm doing nothing. Leave me alone. We're cool with that, too.
If you're working on nothing, say that. If you've got it figured out, cool. Or if you're just good.
If you've given up, call us.
That's
we'll
fine,
give you
too.
A pep talk. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios talking about DZ's back. An update on that after last week's debacle where you could barely walk.
You mean debacle?
Sure.
You like what I did there?
Wow.
That
was a good one.
Dad jokes on 10 today. I feel it. I told you I feel good.
I think you might be a genius with that wittiness. I mean, that was a good one. I'm not even being sarcastic. If you think I'm being sarcastic, I'm not. I'm being completely serious.
It was a debacle.
So the debacle today is that DZ's back hurts.
Still. Gotten better, but still a little tight.
Let's go to Katie Ann in Lake Geneva this morning on 2. Good morning, Katie Ann.
Good morning.
Hey, how
are
we doing?
What are you working on?
I'm working on my neck. I go see a chiropractor.
You do? Look at you too. I said I'm working on my skincare. I was at a Loom getting my facial stuff done yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Everybody working on something.
You were at the chiropractor getting your debacle
taken care of. I'll be back today.
Mm-hmm. Somebody texted in saying, I'm working on this plate of nachos right now.
Hey, that's what I'm trying to work on.
And Katie Ann is working on her neck.
Katie Ann, how often do you go?
I have to go see him on Thursday, but I do it twice a week.
Okay. So that's more preventative maintenance, but that's
good.
For how
long?
Literally just for alignment for 10 minutes, and then I can stop. They wanted me to massage, I'm not made of money.
I
ain't got bread like that.
That's how we add on the money.
Uh-huh.
How do you go you go twice a week forever?
No, 10 minutes. You walk in, you got your appointment set, walk in, walk out. You lay on the table. Like,
you can go forever if you want.
I'm talking about how many weeks.
Oh, the length of time.
When you just sign up, you got to go twice a week forever? That's crazy to me.
If you want to keep going, I'm sure you could.
If you
want to
keep going and keeping your alignment, you know, your adjustments proper, you could go. They actually will set it up to where, like, you don't have to go twice a week. You can go once a week, or you can call and make up those appointments after you're fully aligned.
Yeah. Well, and depends on insurance,
align
too.
This. Somebody align everything. I got a lot of other issues. Can you align all those?
Can we just get everything aligned, including our chakras, please and thank you?
Can you fix all my other problems?
Yeah.
We're talking about aligning.
We appreciate your call, Katie.
Thanks, Katie.
Thank you.
Bye. Crystal is calling from Elkhorn this morning. Good morning, Crystal. What are you working on?
Good morning.
Morning. What you working on in your life right now?
my mental state, mental health, whatever.
Yeah.
Good, good. I mean,
mental
are you
health, whatever. Mental not health, whatever.
It's not whatever. Don't underplay him,
Crystal, this is good stuff, and
yeah.
And you should. And I'm proud of you for calling in and even saying that, because a lot of people, there's a stigma, won't even talk about mental health or admit it. I'm going to therapy on Thursday again. Can't wait. In fact, I'm looking forward to it.
I know that's right. I struggle to still admit some of my faults with my mental health. You know what I mean?
We all
do. Like, come on now, and to even admit it, that's a huge step forward.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope you're talking to someone. You got some good people to help you, right?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. I mean, whether it's professional or just personal people around you, that's what's important, is that you got somebody to speak to.
Keep your head up, Crystal. Smile. I can feel you with a stink face right now. Smile, Crystal. That alone.
Take a
attitude.
Sip of that.
Positive attitude helps. Come on, smile.
Smile with us.
Smile.
Smile with us.
Fake it till you make it. Smile.
Take a sip of that coffee and
then go
smile.
To therapy. And then go to therapy.
Hey,
and smile till
smile
you can't anymore.
And therapy.
Go to therapy.
Smile and therapy.
Go see the psychiatrist next.
What's that, Crystal?
I'm in the same car as the last caller.
No, you're not.
How do you know that?
I am.
What?
How do you know that?
Because I'm right next to her.
My brain. Wait, who's driving? What are the odds? My brain just exploded.
So weird.
Oh my gosh. Wow. No, now I'm freaked out. Crystal, we got to get you off the phone.
What a small world.
No, for Crystal, that was amazing. What a way to go.
Yeah. Okay,
oh,
thanks
wow.
for calling, Crystal.
We appreciate
You're
you.
Welcome.
Bye.
Somebody said, I'm working on losing weight to try to have a baby. I've lost 40 pounds so far.
Woo!
Props to you. People.
That's what I'm talking about.
Somebody said they're getting their lips done. That's their thing.
Got a little Jenner treatment.
I already got big lips. That's why I don't do filler. Oh, no. Okay, let's go to Amanda. I said what I said. Let's go to Amanda and Racine. Amanda!
Turn down for what?
Hey!
What's going on, Amanda? What are you working on?
Al, you actually inspired me to eat a little better. So I used to actually eat like the chocolate chip cookies. Like I used to eat all my baby's chocolate chip cookies. Like, so I'm trying to do better and not do that anymore.
Look at you, Amanda.
Leave the cookies for the kids.
She's trying. Right? She's trying.
So
I'm
what
trying.
Have you replaced
hard,
with, though?
Lie.
What are you doing now?
I just eat like puddings and Greek yogurt.
Oh,
so I try to do a little better.
I thought she was going to say, I just get angry and scream instead of grabbing a cookie.
Oh, I mean, I do that too. I just say turn down for what, and you know.
Yes, Amanda, that's really good. Little steps like that can change your overall health as over time. Little
and
things.
I feel better. My body feels better.
Yes.
So
people don't understand the reason I keep the weight off is because I feel good. I know
right.
how good I feel, and that motivates me.
And it's those little wins, man. Because I'm the type of person that I love to see drastic changes. Mm-hmm. And when I don't see an immediate satisfactory like appearance change or something, I'm like,
Everybody quits immediately. Oh,
man.
They don't push through those first few months where you have to push through, and then people start going, are you doing something different?
Mm-hmm.
Your face looks thinner. Have you lost weight?
Right.
What's happening with you? Why are you glowing? All you have to push through those first few months, man.
Man.
And then you get all the validation you need. But Amanda, you know I think you're beautiful no matter what.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
How are you?
I'm proud of you for putting the sugar down, though. Good girl.
Oh, look at you having a cute little moment.
We're having a moment.
That's right.
Bye.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
DZ, this one came right into the Kiss FM Facebook inbox.
They slid into our DMs.
Brian from Big Bend wrote in and wants to know what he should do.
Okay.
He said, Dear Allie and DZ, I'm going to read this one.
Got you. I got you.
Ready for this?
I'm ready.
He said, my ex-wife and I have not been together for 3 years. While we were together, we had problems like any other couple encounters. However, our problems were things that could have been solved by communicating about the tough times more often. I think we both have recognized that since our breakup.
Mm.
Both of us connected in a way that was and is unimaginable.
Oh.
Since then, my ex has moved on and gotten remarried. However, she reaches out to me every few months. Sometimes with memories of us together, sometimes with an apology for her actions when we were together. Recently, her husband reached out to me saying he knows something is going on between us because she apparently mentions me to him frequently.
Whoa.
Saying things like, my ex wouldn't do this. My ex would have been there during times when you aren't. I had never spoken to the guy other than that time. Outside of some messages every few months, her and I haven't spoken, but it is obvious that I'm still on her mind as she is always on mine as well.
Oh!
I got goosebumps. Oh my God, I'm uncomfortable.
I don't know what shots are fired, but
Oh my God, I'm getting uncomfortable. Okay. Now it says, I still love her incredibly and wish things were different. Do I leave this alone? Do I tell her about her husband reaching out to me and the distrust he has in her? Brian from Big Bend.
Hey, yo!
Wait. I'm speechless and I'm...
Wishes things were different.
He's straight up saying he's in love with his ex. It sounds like, but she's with somebody else and she's still reaching out to him?
Hold on. Because I can interpret this sentence two ways. I still love her incredibly and wish things were different. That I wish things were different can either mean I wish I didn't love her or I wish that we were still together. You feel me? It could be interpreted one of two ways. Like, I still love her incredibly and wish things were different. Like, I wish I didn't. Or I wish we were still a thing.
Does he wish he wasn't thinking about her? Right. Or does he wish they were back together?
Right.
Oh my gosh. This is making me sad.
Because then he says, do I leave this alone or do I tell her husband about reaching out and the distrust in her?
This is so bad. Because
he's clearly saying she's remarried. I'm not, like, attached that she will hit me up. I don't know if he hits her up.
He's responding. They shouldn't be talking. Clearly thinks,
ooh, I don't disagree with that. What I will say, though, is I think she feels like he's the one that got away.
Well, then she needs to divorce her husband and do something about that and not call him while she's still married, don't you think?
But, bruh,
what do you think he should do?
That's already an ex-wife, though.
So?
So are you going to go back to a previous marriage from a marriage you're already in? It's not like you dated, broke up, then you found somebody else and married. You dated, married somebody, got divorced, then dated, married somebody else and are still talking to the first guy you divorced.
It's not fair. And it's not fair to constantly compare your ex-husband who you divorced to your current one. If I was the current one, I'd be like, girl, get out.
Oh, what
bye.
To
say stuff like that, my ex wouldn't have done that. Screw you. What a horrible...
You're not wrong.
She's probably not leaving the current husband because that's a risk. See?
Yeah.
So what if I leave the one I'm with now and I do go back to the one I love and he treats it's garbage again and then we don't work out and then she's lost everything and then she left this guy.
Yeah.
It's the fear, the risk.
Yeah. And
which is also selfish.
I'm getting lost in Brian's troubles too because all Brian wants to know is, do I leave it alone or do I tell her about her husband reaching out to me and the distrust that he has for her? I don't think either of those things. I don't think either of those things at all.
Really?
To be quite frank. Yeah. He needs to just cut communication.
I agree.
I don't know if he's remarried.
Agree with you.
I don't think Brian from Big Ben is remarried, but he needs to cut it. To cut it, to block it out of respect, out of courtesy, out of all of the things that I could extra say.
She's the one stringing him along, by the way, because she's the one that's married.
Reaching
he would
out.
Be with her if
uh-huh.
she, let's be real.
Uh-huh.
She's the one stringing, she's stringing you. Brian,
or,
if you're listening, Brian, actually, I'm getting a clear head. It's all becoming clear.
You hear? You
Brian,
hear?
Brian, she's playing you. You're literally being strung along. She's in a relationship with somebody else. It's disrespectful to her husband and you that she's messaging you. Now I'm getting mad because I've processed.
She's keeping him in the pocket in case something goes south with the current husband.
I'm mad now.
She's
now
keeping him in the pocket, bro. He's got to cut it. I'm sorry to say it. Yeah, bro. He can't do it. I know he's probably really, really hurting, bro. Heartbroken. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what she's doing. She's stringing him along, keeping him on the roster, even though she doesn't have a roster.
I know. We don't think. 414-533-1037. I want to know what everybody thinks. Should Brian leave his ex alone? Does he tell her husband that she's been reaching out?
Mm-hmm. Does he tell her husband? Yeah.
Because the husband has already reached out to him and saying, I know something's going on.
And even nothing's going on.
Except there is something. There's
just
a communication.
But he's saying, I know, like, y'all are probably still together or something.
Ugh.
You know what I mean? He's claiming infidelity when all they're doing is communicating. Either way, he's got to go. Brian from Big Ben's got to save himself. Bruh, I'm throwing you the life raft. Take it, Poppy.
All right. 414-533-1037.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
True submission from Brian in Big Bend, who wrote in about What Would DZ Do? He sent it to the Kiss FM Facebook, and we found it.
Y'all can slide into the DMs, too. I mean, I don't always give good advice. Most times, I'm going to say 5 out of 10 times, it might not be good.
True that. Well, he wanted to know what to do because his ex-wife and him have not been together for 3 years, but they still talk. And he said both of them connected in a way that was and is unimaginable. And had they had better communication, probably would be fine.
Maybe
today.
They'd still be together.
But now she's remarried and she still reaches out every so often. Her husband has now reached out to Brian and said, I know something's going on. So he wants to know, what do I do? Do I leave it alone? Do I tell her husband about her reaching out to me?
Mm-hmm.
This Yeah, we both said leave it alone.
You got to cut it. You got to block her. You got to move on for your safety and satisfaction.
Let's start with Nikki in Pleasant Prairie this morning. Good morning, Nikki. I love your outlets. How's it going?
I love your stories, Nikki.
I completely agree with you guys. I think he definitely needs to cut those ties and leave it alone.
Save yourself, please.
I feel like the ex-wife, is really playing both of them.
Well, and in what scenario do you see this working out to where he gets his ex-wife back and everybody's okay?
They already got divorced the first time, so what makes them think it's going to be a safe bet the next time?
He's fantasizing. This is what we do when we break up with people, and I can speak on experience. We think about the good times.
Right.
We don't remember the horrific times. We hyper-focus on the five good times.
What you miss. Yeah, no, focus on what you miss.
But there's 20,000 bad things. We're like, oh, man, that five good times.
Something probably going wrong in her marriage now, and she's dwelling on the good things in her past relationship.
She's comparing, or else she wouldn't be going, my ex wouldn't have done this, or my ex would be here for me right now if he were...
Comparison is the thief of joy.
Ooh-wee.
Don't make me be a motivational quote on this show this morning.
Don't do it to him. Don't do it to him, Allie. Nikki's on our side. Yeah. She said, nah, you got to cut it.
Thanks, Nikki.
Sorry. I don't know if I can swear.
No.
I hope you didn't.
Yeah,
see you at the outlet.
See you.
Bye.
Dawn
is calling from Oak Creek, and she said she had the same experience. So I am dying to talk to her this morning.
All right. Good morning, Dawn.
Yeah. Tell us everything.
Good morning.
Spill the tea. What happened?
Oh, definitely, he needs to cut ties.
Okay.
Just don't even answer anymore. So I had the same situation. We got divorced. Unfortunately, it was due to alcoholism. And so we got our divorce. Mm-hmm. And then years later, he actually went to prison. And years later, he came back out. And then he found someone else, because I was with somebody at the time.
Yeah.
He found somebody else, actually looked like exactly like me almost. And they got married, and during their marriage, he would reach out to me like every few months. Mm-hmm. I would hear from him.
Okay, same experience. But what happened in the end?
Yeah.
What happened in the end, though?
Was he still pursuing you, or what was the case?
He was still trying, and then I would kind of ignore it. And then he ended up getting a divorce because she knew he was poking at me.
Oh.
And he would actually call her my name.
Okay, but wait, so then he left her?
Yeah, oh yeah, they ended up getting divorced too.
And what happened with you and him is what I need to know.
Yeah, nope, he kept trying afterwards, and no, there was no going back.
So you...
Dawn said nope.
Yeah, but he would have broken up with that chick either way, probably.
How many languages can you say no in?
A lot.
No, in English? No. Nine.
Yeah.
Negative. Not going to happen.
Negative. Yeah. Exactly. Negative. Never. Wow. Yeah. So it definitely he needs to cut the ties, because I cared about him a lot too. And we had good times, but there was underlying issues on why things broke up, but I could never go back.
That was my point. We all have good times. That's why we end up together in relationships. We forget about all the bad times that followed after that. We're thinking about the positive stuff.
You got to focus on it. You definitely got to focus on it. Mm-hmm. Dawn, we appreciate your call.
Thanks, Dawn.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
She's saying, don't do it.
Anna is
in Milwaukee. We haven't heard from her in a minute. She's got her own theme song, which means she is not getting cut when we audit everybody. We've been doing
all this. I was afraid. I didn't want to get cut.
You safe.
We won't cut you, Anna. What do you think they should do?
I agree with you guys. He needs to let it go. I mean, there's obviously a reason why it didn't work, so it's not going to work this time. I had a friend who did that. You know, they both got other people, got remarried, they got divorced, they got back together, and they got divorced 6 months later again.
Yeah, because it's comfortable, and it feels good because you feel...
It's known.
It's known, and it's comfortable.
Yeah. Yep.
And so they go back, and they realize, well, that was stupid.
Well, this sucks, still.
We were fantasizing the five good times we had, and here we are back to the bad times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you do lose something and you can change and you don't take it for granted anymore. There are people, in fact, I know somebody really well, a really good guy who said, I was so bad to my wife in our early 20s and then I grew up and changed and now he treats her like a queen and they worked it out and they figured it out in their late 20s. But that's the exception.
I'm not saying
that's
it can't
not
happen.
Normal.
Yeah.
That's not normal for the most part. So, Anna, we agree.
Exactly,
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys too.
I want to end with a guy because we should have a man's opinion just besides yours.
I was going to say, what? What am I, chopped liver?
Yes, right now, yes. Ryan in Alabama. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's the word, big dog?
What would you do if your wife had an ex-husband and she was reaching out to that guy? I can't even.
Man.
I don't know. We're all human. I don't really care. An ex-husband. Now, like, what are they reaching out to each other for is the question.
You don't care?
Well, he said he'd be more interested in know why you're reaching out.
Are you reaching out for? Are you just reaching out for a friend to conversation with? Because it depends on how long was that marriage. Was that marriage 10 years long? Were you guys good friends? All this. There's background to it. Would I mind? No, I don't care. That's fine. You know, everyone's got to speak to someone other than their significant other to get a separate opinion.
Yes.
And sometimes you have a friend of an opposite sex or you have an ex of the opposite sex.
Nope.
It is what it is.
Ellie's saying, nope, you lost me at X. You lost me at X.
I wish we had had you on first, Ryan.
I'm really hearing what he's saying, even though I disagree. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, if you have a friend of the opposite sex, I'm cool with that. Yeah. I got no problems with you having guy friends, girlfriends, whatever it is. But an ex?
It's not just an ex, it's an ex-husband.
Right.
Well, like, they had a wedding with their friends and family who celebrate, like, this isn't a friend.
We're best friends with each other's exes right now. I mean,
Best
friends with her ex of 10 plus years.
Hey, so he's got genuine experience here. He's coming from a good place in his heart because he's going through this.
You have to, yes.
And with no malice, obviously, because I know Ryan's wife ain't going, my ex wouldn't treat me this way.
Well, you don't. No, you don't know what goes on in people's relationships, actually.
You're
we
right.
Don't
I'm assuming.
Know that.
I'm assuming. Know that. I'm assuming that they're good. But if they're all best friends together, come on. They got to be Gucci.
Right.
We're all Gucci. I haven't got no hurt feelings if she reaches out to him any time. You know, I mean, she's best friends with her current wife now, too. So,
dang, it's all son. Good. I love it. We talked about the scenarios where something like this works out.
Yes.
Boom, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
This is the one. Let's hope. So. I'm kidding.
Stop it.
I need like four favors right now.
You need four favors?
I need every meteorologist.
All right, Kevin Gates.
Who's Kevin Gates?
The dude that sings, I got two phones, one for the... Never mind. That went over your head.
One of the
funniest lines he's ever said is, do me two favors.
Oh, I need
Instead
four.
Of do me a favor, he said, do me two favors. I'm like, dang, you need four favors?
Four.
Okay, all the extra favors over here.
I need the rain to stop.
If you got to explain it, it didn't work. What are these favors, Allie?
I need the rain to stop.
Yeah.
I need the rain to stop some more. Uh-huh. I need the sun to come out. And the rain to stop. What is going on? I mean, this is a nightmare. This is depressing. Last night, I was scared. Did you wake up scared?
No, I love rain.
I was like, why are my kids crying right now? It was so loud last night.
Didn't hear a thing?
You didn't?
Right. I don't even know if it rained by me. I know it did. It did rain by me, but rain is relaxing. I love me some thunder.
Normally, this is like a monsoon. I thought I was worried about trees falling. That's how loud and the wind and the rain was last night. I went, is this safe? It was crazy. Maybe it was worse by me than
you. It must have been worse by you because I didn't get that same effect. Like it felt like it was a little rainy, but I wasn't out here stressed about no tree falling over.
But
unless
no,
it had me sleeping good.
Look outside, though. It's dark.
It's very dark and gloomy out.
These people driving down the freeway right now and
have no idea what time it is because it looks like it's probably overnight. It looks like it's 3 a.m. right now.
I normally love to sleep in the rain, but last night was not it. When you wake me up out of the rain, now we have a problem.
Now we've got issues.
And then you're telling me you're playing flag football. You can't play in this.
Are you kidding me? This is perfect prototypical football weather. What?
No, this is not Wildcats. This is not the movie from the 80s with Goldie Hawn. No.
This is literally what you want when it comes to game time.
Mm-hmm.
Rain games are the best games.
Well,
ask any football player. My mama, right hand.
I've been wanting to watch you. Today will not be it, boy.
Today,
I'm not coming in the rain to watch you. I don't like you that much.
Next week.
I don't like my kids that much. Owen would have sorry, it's raining.
Listen, my mom don't like me that much. If it rained, she was in the car. She was like, hey, come when you're done, okay? You know where we parked.
I will say it's kind of cool that you're in a flag football league.
I'm excited for it. It's game two. We won our last game, so we're 1-0, baby.
Congratulations. I've had people, we've done bowling leagues on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I was in one. We've done softball leagues on this show. We've done kickball leagues on this show. We've never done football leagues.
Here we are.
It's a new league.
We should do a co-ed flag football league. Would you play flag football?
Oh, absolutely never, not. Mind. But I never would mind. Do volleyball, softball, kickball, any of those. I'm not doing football.
I got it.
Whatever you want.
We're joining a golf league.
I'm in.
Yes.
I'm in.
Yes.
We're going to get, not suspended, kicked out of the golf course forever.
Oh, yeah. No, we're getting banned. We're getting banned, but we're joining.
I mean, you know I have clubs.
Yeah, and I got my clubs.
I got to dust them off, but I got clubs.
I got to figure out how to use mine, but I got clubs.
I know how to drive a golf cart.
Okay. I know how to
order beer from the golf person.
I was going to say, we know how to do that bar stuff.
We got this.
We're going to join a league.
How
and
do
that's going
to
be
from
it.
The rain is too much to let's join a golf league. Here, welcome to Allie and DZ, everybody.
ADD brains. Who's still following along?
Do you know why they're following along? Because we keep changing subjects so quick. We're keeping them on their toes. You love this, don't you? You like the different change.
We fast AF, boy.
Stick on one subject, they're bored. Okay, Am I the Jerk is coming up next. It involves someone who wants to know if they are the jerk for showing blatant favoritism.
How blatant?
To one of their nieces.
Ooh.
They have multiple.
Ooh, this could be tough.
They are being very honest about it. They're not even embarrassed. They're like, am I a jerk? I do not care. I have a favorite.
Call it like it is. I said what I said.
You can listen to what they wrote in next. Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Michelle wrote in the show, wants to know if she's a jerk for showing blatant favoritism to her niece.
I mean, it sounds bogus when you read the sentence like that.
Here's her story. She said, hey, Allie and DZ, I don't have kids of my own. It's my choice, but I love my nieces and nephews.
Bet.
One niece I am especially close to is Kenzie, age 8. I have many reasons for it. I looked after her since she was a newborn. I stayed with them for months when I was studying, which meant we really bonded. She would literally ditch her mom for me. She said, having this bond meant I love taking Kenzie on trips with me, so I take her to Disney or camping or parks, and I know her really well and can manage her. I can't say the same about my other nieces and nephews. While I'm cool with them, I don't have the same kind of patience with them, and they all seem like little brats.
Favoritism for sure.
Now my sisters are low-key mad that I'm taking only Kenzie on trips. I tried to explain to them any of the other kids would create a fuss. They said, I don't know that till I try, but I don't want to be caught in that position. I get a headache even imagining it. Am I the jerk for showing blatant favoritism to my niece, Michelle?
Dang, Michelle.
See, if I was Michelle's sister and those were my kids and she wasn't acknowledging my kids, I'd be mad. I'd be
speak
like,
on
really?
It, speak on it.
I'd be like, you can acknowledge my other Penny's kid, my our other sister's kids, but you can't acknowledge
not
my
mine?
Kids?
Yeah.
I'd be like, that's rude.
Hmm.
Oh, you like her kids better than mine?
Yeah, but at the same time, if you know a certain child is just a little bit closer and nearer and dearer to your heart, nobody ever wants to say that, but we all got favorites.
Mm-hmm.
We all do nieces, nephews, family members, whether they're older or younger. Oh. You like certain ones better
you know
than
what?
Others.
I should watch what I say on the air.
Be careful.
Because, you know, I got a favorite.
You know what I'm saying?
I got a favorite.
You know what I'm saying?
Between my nieces and nephews, I got a favorite.
And
but if they're listening, I love them both.
And I'm going to say this with my chest. My wife and I love our nieces and nephews dearly.
Yeah.
But we each have nieces or nephews that we just favor a little bit more.
Sure.
And quite frankly, my wife got a similar scenario where with one of our nieces that has been around her since literal day one.
And that's
helped take
bond.
Care of her. Helped would get up in the middle of the night with her.
Uh-huh.
And not some of the other nieces and nephews because they weren't in the same household like that. And there's a difference. Not saying that we show favoritism, but
true.
But we are one child or two child's godparents and not the others.
You know what? The question is, though, am I the jerk for showing blatant favoritism? So I agree with you that I have a favorite niece and nephew. I'm not going to lie. I'm not saying who on the air. I do. But would I show that publicly? Absolutely not. Would I take one and not the other?
Absolutely
not.
And you got favorite
that's
qualities.
Why I don't like Michelle right now.
Yeah, because there's favorite
qualities
in different scenarios with different nieces and nephews.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I love certain things about my nephews that my nieces just don't do. And vice versa.
My
you
nephew
know what I mean?
And I love to play video games.
Uh-huh.
My niece and I like to talk about shopping.
Right.
I mean, they're just different.
Right. You feel me? Like,
we talk about Taylor Swift, me and my niece. My nephew's not interested.
My nieces are intrigued by my facial hair. My nephews want me to just push them and throw them and do crazy wrestle. Stuff. Wrestle them. Mm-hmm. There's differences. So, and favoritism lies in everybody, but it's hard to explain. And to a child, that's where I'm coming back to mm-hmm. and leaning towards the jerk.
Yeah,
because as a kid, you don't get that. You don't understand it, and you just feel like, why is Kenzie mm-hmm. getting to go here mm-hmm. and do that? And Kenzie got ice cream today. How come we didn't?
Somebody's going to have to say not the jerk because how she doesn't have to hang out with people. These aren't her kids at the end of the day either.
True. No, true.
Right?
True. And you got to stand 10 toes on the fact that you can tell somebody directly, I like them more. Uh-huh. This is nothing against you. I just have a personal tie to them.
Somebody texted in already, okay to not include the other kids. So that's saying that she's not a jerk. 414-533-1037. Now you can call or text because I see these texts coming in. Somebody else said she's a jerk. She's worried about taking more than one of them. Then she should start by taking one at a time and get to know them individually.
Bruh, you know that never works out. And when you got more than one niece or nephew, it becomes expensive. We got more than one niece or nephew. We try to take one or two tops. We can't take all nine of them mugs. They start getting reckless.
Then when you have your own kids, it's even less.
Thank you.
Trust me, I've been there.
Thank you.
We're going to take your calls and your texts next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, she's not even holding back about it. Michelle wants to know if she's a jerk for showing blatant favoritism to her niece. Let's pull up Paulina in Milwaukee, who's got her own theme song and will not get kicked out when we audit everybody. Which I've been threatening for weeks, by the way. Mom,
we ain't done it yet.
I'm the mom who doesn't follow through. That's what I'm doing today.
Do you want to get grounded? Huh? Do you want to get grounded? Keep playing.
Well, thank you for not kicking me out.
Keep playing, Paulina. Keep playing.
Paulina, is Michelle a jerk for showing blatant favoritism to her niece and only taking her on trips?
So I'm going with not the jerk. Ooh. And because, I mean, I have three kids. My sister has three kids. I love my nieces and nephews, mm-hmm. but I do kind of always only take my nephew everywhere with me when we go places with my kids. Huh. He's like 7 months older than my son, and they're like brothers. They're so close.
Yeah, they're twins, basically.
And
my
other cousins,
niece is like much older. She's like a teenager now, and she doesn't always want to do kid things because my kids are all young, like younger than nine.
Yeah.
And then my other niece, she's like four right now, I believe. So I kind of feel like I wanted to wait till she was a little bit older to start taking her with because it's harder to manage a bunch of toddlers, you know.
Paulina's thought this through.
I don't think she's a jerk because it's expensive. So sometimes if I would take multiple nieces and nephews, I'd say, well, hey, you got to, pay for them and then I'll take them.
For real.
You know?
Yeah. Well, because that's the thing. To have three kids, you're being nice by adding the others.
Right.
But you might also take the stance where after three kids, who cares anyway? A lot of parents.
What's another
that.
Ticket?
What's another?
What's
right.
another?
I don't
yeah.
even need money just at taking care of kids. At
oh, point, yeah, yeah.
You go, screw, I'm screwed anyway. Bring them all. Let's go.
I'm already outnumbered, bro.
Yeah, right. Depending on what it is. Sometimes I'll take all six kids, and sometimes it's like, I'll just take the one.
That's what I mean.
Paulina brought a genius point. She said, for all we know, the situation, we don't understand. There could be an older niece mm-hmm. or nephew that wouldn't even care. A young.
Right.
It's the parents that are sitting there invoking this and going, you're not taking the other kids. Do we know that the other kids even care?
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
Got me thinking, Paulina.
All right. Thanks, Paulina. We'll talk
Thank
to you later.
You.
Bye.
Sarah in Kenosha texted in and said, major jerk. It's tough, but you have to treat everyone equal. I had an aunt who did that towards my cousins, and now I hate her.
Oh,
that was honest. That was really honest. Whitney is in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Whitney.
Yeah, for real, Whitney. What'd you say? Moving on.
Is Michelle a jerk?
Stacey, I'm not going to yell at you today.
Oh, thank you. I ain't going to lie. I was a little nervous,
He's already got me yelling at him. That's enough. Would you guys stop?
No, Whitney, appreciate you calling again. What's today? Day two for you?
I think not. Yes, it is day two.
Hey!
Let's go. So we're working on a theme song. Right. And what do you say for not the jerk? Is she the jerk, not the jerk, for showing blatant favoritism to her niece?
I'm going to say not a jerk.
Nice. Ooh.
Don't let Sarah hear that. Why?
Yeah, I have a niece also that I'm super close with, my little Skylar. And, like, when I go places, like, that's the first thing that I think of. Like, oh, Skylar would enjoy this. Let me call up my sister. And I think it also with her, it might depend on, because she lives with them, it might be the bond that she has with her brother and sister also. So that's what it may boil down to as well. But growing, I mean, you know, watching the child grow up, I think played a major role as she just has that bond with the kid. And I say not the jerk.
See, I never thought about this because one of my sisters has kids and the other doesn't. So I've never had two sisters. Like, is it because I'm closer to one sister that I'm closer with those kids? I don't know. Like, somebody that has it on both would have to answer that. Like, what's it like for you? Are you closer with your nieces and nephews if you're closer with their parents?
No, I feel like.
Does it make a difference?
To me, I don't feel like it makes a difference because, mm-hmm. in my opinion, you got to love them kids equally. But what I will say, though, is if you, like Whitney's saying, if you grew up or those kids grew up with you and under the same household, you feel like they're partly your babies.
If I babysat my niece for years, I would have more of an attachment.
More of an attachment.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. 100%. Okay. Well, so this is, we're going to find out if your sister does this with Sammy and the new baby.
I guess we will find out, right?
Because she took care of Sammy. So if the new baby comes and she's only like, Sammy, we will have the answer.
Favoritism. Whitney, we appreciate your call. She says, not the jerk.
Not the jerk. Bye, Whitney.
Bye-bye.
Last but not least, Jessie is in Stallus. Let's pull her up.
I lost her theme song.
That's okay. Jessie invited me to a block party in Stallus. This is my kind of vibe. I said, you had me at block party in Stallus. Say more. Hey,
as long as y'all play your theme song.
Good morning. You better play my theme song.
Of course.
Got you, Jessie.
You know what? I mess with Megan Thee Stallion. She's looking good these days, too. Okay. Tell us, what do you think? Everyone else said not the jerk, but is Michelle a jerk for blatantly showing favoritism to her niece?
I think she's not a jerk.
Wow. Everybody says you can pick favorites.
We really need a button that goes sweep, 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 boom.
Seriously. So you say it's fair game, Jessie.
Yes, fair game. I actually have 9.5 nieces and nephews. Newest additions coming beginning of next year.
Oh, one downloading. Congratulations to the family.
9.5. So I have a lot. Mm-hmm. And I do have favorites. Similar situation. I lived with one of my sisters. I got really close to her three kids. Mm-hmm. And we've bonded over that time. But do I want to take all 9 of them somewhere?
Hell no.
Do we have a car big enough to fit all 9 of them?
Nope. I wouldn't even take 3 of them. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. And especially if you don't have kids. Mm-hmm. I have one child, so I'm good with one child.
But
so
it's the thing. She needs one to be the friend with her kid. She needs one cousin to come along so her kid's not alone.
Takes the pressure off mom.
True. True. Ding, ding. Very true. Ding, yeah, ding. You can take two that kind of play with each other and occupy each other. That's mm-hmm. fine. But when you're like, well, this one's left out and this one's left out, then you're, as a not childbearing woman, then you got to pay for all these kids. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I can see where she's coming from, and I say not a jerk.
Yeah, but I'm a dog aunt, and I love being a dog aunt because I can get them back.
That's different scenario, Allie. Way different scenario. Yes, way different scenario.
You were talking about how nice it is. You pay for them, you give them back. It's like the perfect scenario. I thought this was a good thing.
I can't stand you. No.
I know, right? Okay, Jessie, thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Somebody texted in and said, my sister-in-law spoils my daughter to the point where we had to ask her to stop.
Oh.
She also did it with the other nieces and nephews too, though. That's another am I the jerk? Am I the jerk for telling my sister to stop spoiling my kid?
Ooh, that is an am I the jerk, bruh.
Wow.
Because how do you tell a family member to stop spoiling your kids? How's like, you don't get to say that. Imagine saying that to your grandparent.
I need details.
You can't give your grandchild treats and mm-hmm. sweets, and you can't buy them what they want.
Grandparents roll their eyes and go, okay.
Okay, y'all. Sure. Right.
Sounds good.
Okay, you're grounded.
Here's a Snickers, kid. You want a Milky Way too? What else can I get you?
Hey, that is an am I the jerk, though. Hold on.
Clean sweep, though,
brooms.
Today. Everyone said not the jerk. On texting, they are saying the jerk, and I respect that. Coming up next, though, we got into an argument at 6 a.m.
Barely.
Barely nothing. You need to switch sides already.
I ain't going.
DZ is on the wrong side of the tracks.
Okay. Okay, now.
I said what I said, and we'll tell you what we're arguing about next. Everyone in Milwaukee's going to be appalled.
Nah, not everybody.
Damn it. Kiss FM. We got this, Milwaukee! Woo! It happened last night.
Good job, y'all.
The big night.
Congratulations.
Are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Here it is. Craig Council, our local boy, in the locker room with the Milwaukee Brewers after we clinched it, baby.
This team's built for October, and winning the division is the first step. The goal, the first goal is done. How many celebrations we got left?
Four!
All right. Let's give Matty Arnold the lot of you guys here. Let's douse it.
And that's it. And champagne flew everywhere.
You hear all those bottles popping?
Lots. And they're all wearing ski goggles so they don't burn their eyes.
Of course. It's tradition. Tradition.
But yeah, the Brewers, are you mad because you're a Cubs fan?
I'm not mad.
The Cubs blew their big lead to the Braves, and then we clinched the NL Central title, and here we are. Go Brewers!
Okay, you don't have to say all that now. Y'all clinched. Congratulations. Look at y'all.
And I'm wearing my Brewers jersey and my hat just to rub it in a little extra for you today, DZ.
You decked out, and rightfully so, man. Had we clinched, you know what I would have been up in here in.
I'd have been rolling my eyes the whole time.
Oh, of course.
It was a big day, though, for the Brewers.
Huge. Clinching for the third time in six seasons, I think it was. It's a big accomplishment.
Yeah.
Shout out to the team. Best of luck. Take October is the motto.
Yep.
I get it. I'm not going to keep talking trash because at this right now, it's just for the city.
You can't talk trash because your team lost.
I got no reason to talk. I literally got no horse in the race.
And we're in Milwaukee.
So y'all do y'all. Everybody have fun. I won't say what y'all want me to say, but best of luck to the home team.
You won't say go Brew Crew. You won't say go Brewers.
I mean, I like brews, and shout out to the crews.
Mm-hmm. What if I had tickets to a game?
Oh, I pull up. I'm not going to go.
Are you going to wear a Brewers jersey?
Nah.
Then you're out.
Nah.
Call somebody else, call somebody else.
If y'all going to give me a custom jersey, you know what I'm saying, Brew Crew?
Oh, but I know a guy.
If you got a custom jersey, if I get a custom jersey, I'm not going to disrespect nobody.
My Alley jersey.
That's custom. That's custom. I see that. That's clean. Yeah. If you plug me on something like that, that's a whole nother story.
So what you're saying is all I have to do is get you a personalized Brewers jersey and you're switching sides and coming to my team.
I'll wear it. I don't know about switching sides, but I'll wear it. I'll consider.
You know what? I accept a good challenge.
A slippery slope.
This is like a guy not wanting to date me. I'm like, oh yeah, bet.
I gotta be careful what I say here, man.
Because now
you are. Who are you texting, Allie? Why?
Now I'm gonna convince you you're a Brewers fan. That's my new goal in life.
I think Allie's working on getting me a custom jersey now.
I am.
But no, shout out to y'all for real. Like, clinch the division, big moves, big things ahead, and it's a long road. Like they said, there's four more celebrations to go.
Yeah,
and the big one's still on the way.
I love the vibe in the city. Go Brewers, clinching it. Clinching the title because the Cubs blew it.
Because we were clinching our cheeks.
That's true. He's not wrong. Okay, don't forget that we do have tickets to Six Flags Fright Fest coming up at 8:40. And if you have to go into work and you're worried you're going to miss it or you're not going to be here at 8:40, it's fine. You can pull us up on the Odyssey app or tell your Alexa to play us.
AUDACY.
You can listen other places in the car. You can listen on your phone. You can listen on your iPad. Put your headphones in. Turn on the Odyssey app. Listen live. Win those Fright Fest tickets at 8:40.
You can even bring us into work.
See?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Before I explain why Britney was holding knives and dancing, let me just remind you that in about an hour, we've got Noah Kahan tickets. He's coming to Alpine Valley, and we will give those away at 9:20. Before that, Fright Fest 4-pack of tickets to Six Flags at 8:40.
That's right.
We're on fire.
Lots
of stuff to give away.
But speaking of fright, what in the world is going on, dog?
This is not good. And you know I'm Team Britney when it comes to her being under the conservatorship.
Save Britney.
She works too much.
Free Britney.
She works way too much to be under. You can't do a whole show in Vegas and tell me that she can't take care of herself. However, some of her behavior online is getting a little
questionable.
Yeah. She was dancing with two butcher knives. Dancing. So not just holding them, dancing, which is already dangerous.
Was she butchering anything?
No.
Then she got no reason to hold them.
And people are like, yo, what are you doing? And she had bandages like around some of her one arm and on her leg. And people were like, is she okay?
Ooh.
So then she said, everybody needs to lighten up. I was copying Shakira. And they weren't real. They were Halloween knives, to which somebody online said they were, we heard them clink. So they were real. I don't know if they were real, but here's where it gets strange. Shakira did do a dance with two butcher knives, but she's fully clothed and the knives are way to her sides. Britney's holding them near her face. The whole thing is icky.
When did Shakira do a dance with butcher knives?
And Shakira is not in a bikini throwing butcher knives in front of her face. Are you looking? I'm showing you the picture.
I can see it, but I don't even recall that happening.
I don't either. And I don't know if that was a butcher knife. It might have been.
Those look like baby daggers at most.
Yeah. So she took that image of Shakira with knife dancing and said, I'm going to do it. But it weirded everybody out because her. She's in a bikini. Listen, and she's flinging them all over. And the,
Shakira is Shakira. Performing.
Shakira was on stage when she did that, for the record. It wasn't on Instagram.
Not in her living room, yeah, posting on IG, right, looking real Friday the 13th-ish. You
and
feel
I
me?
I would promise you, I would put $1,000 on it Shakira had fake knives when she was performing.
Probably.
Without a doubt.
Probably.
Because duh.
But hold on now. Britney also said she had fake knives.
And I would say, okay then.
Okay then.
But tell the person said they heard him clink.
Yikes. Oh, gosh.
So that's the update.
Oh, Brittany.
I don't know if we're going to be talking about her much after this unless something major happens, because it's kind of the same story at this point.
I'm getting bored, but
I want her to be okay. But these stories are all this. It's her dancing and her dancing. And what she do? Is she just thinking of ways to
rile people
shock
up,
people?
Maybe? Yeah.
The shock value?
Oh, I didn't think about that. Because I was sitting there like, I'm getting sad at the fact that we still don't know how healthy she is.
It's like a cry
and
for
we
attention.
Only see cries for attention. Exactly, mm-hmm, man. All we see is craziness. And I'm like, bruh, you going real Amanda Bynes. And I think the both of y'all just need to get some genuine help.
But Amanda Bynes is actually getting it.
Right.
We know that. We don't know what Britney's doing.
We don't know what Britney's
see?
Doing.
See? So.
Oh, I just wish these people the best, dog.
Yep. I could second that. I'm awake. I'm dead. I'm alive. I'm dead. I'm alive.
I'm dead again. I'm alive again. No, I'm not. I'm awake. I'm dead. I'm alive. I'm up. No, I'm not.
That's one of my favorite sounds, my favorite TikTok sounds. I'm dead, I'm alive, I'm
quality.
Dead.
Quality audio.
103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Don't forget, we do have tickets to go to Six Flags Fright Fest coming up in the next 15 minutes.
We do indeed. Don't miss that chance.
A four-pack at that.
Ooh, you and three friends, or you can go twice with somebody else. I don't know.
Exactly.
Or go four times all by yourself.
Fine. Works
do
for
whatever,
me.
Do whatever you want to do with them tickets.
Do you call it self-care time? But, go by yourself and scare yourself.
But you got to answer a question from me. And it's difficult.
It's so difficult.
Very
no, it's not.
Hard.
Coming up next, before we give away those tickets,
what's up?
I have big news for everyone.
Do you have an announcement?
Yeah, I do. I have been thinking about doing this for, I don't know, at least 2 years.
You're going to cut
least.
Your hair.
I'm not telling you yet.
Oh, can I keep guessing?
Yeah.
You're going to dye your hair.
No. I already dyed my hair. Come on.
Oh, no. I was like,
who's
a different
really
color?
Naturally blonde?
I don't know.
Who's really naturally blonde? Very few.
Yeah, true.
Very
true.
Few. Just saying. I pay for this, honey.
You're going to move houses.
No.
Ooh.
But I've been thinking about this for 2 years. Finally did it.
I'm out of guesses.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you next.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to tell you yet.
Fine.
KISS FM. I've been thinking about it for 2 years. Haven't done it until now.
You're going to get a BBL.
No.
Well, I'm still guessing,
no,
okay?
Dang no,
it. I'm officially out of guesses now for sure. For
all show. The work's been done on the upper half, DZ, not the lower half, okay? But I will share if I ever do anything to the lower half.
For sure. Big ups to Loom.
Big ups to a Loom Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa.
Wepa.
I was just in there yesterday in the med spa getting a skin treatment just for my face.
Yeah.
And I was showing everybody my arms from my arm lift. I was like, you want to see my boobs? Like, I was showing everybody everything. Who's the one to see my scars? Come on. I literally whipped one boob out in a room back in the
well,
back room.
Obviously, with medical professionals.
And they went, Allie, your scars look so good. I go, you want to see the other boob?
You want to compare them?
Okay. Real talk,
what,
though.
What have you been planning, thinking about, working on for the last few years? Tell me, because I ain't got no more guesses, and I'm getting annoyed that I don't know.
Okay, good. Because I am so excited. It's official. Me and two of my best friends from high school have officially done it.
Done what?
Booked a trip, and we're going to the beach. Beach, baby.
Hey, woo.
Guess who's going to Mexico?
Ooh,
guess who's going in 6 weeks, bitch?
You going to Mexico?
Bye.
Wait, 6 weeks?
I'm literally...
Wait, hold on. What date? When are you going?
November.
November what?
Why?
Allie, why? No, what date are you going,
oh, wait,
Allie?
Wait.
Hold on, bro, because we got a baby due in November. November what, Allie?
What's your date? What's your due date?
Mid-November, Allie.
November.
Oh. Between the 12th
yeah.
and the 17th.
Yeah.
When are you going to Mexico, Allie?
November 12th.
Oh! Stop it. Tell me you lying.
I can't. Dude, we're both having babies.
You did not.
Wait. You're having a real baby, and I'm going to...
A beach baby?
Make a baby. Now, I am...
Stop.
Listen, no. I'm only going for a long weekend.
No, when do you go for real, for real?
In the beginning, I'm going to go Veterans Day weekend-ish, and it's going to be stretched out. But I did think about the fact that you guys are obviously having a baby.
Okay,
and I'm like,
okay.
Well, who's going to run the show if DZ has the baby? I don't know.
Because, Allie, if I gotta go, I gotta go.
I said, I'm booked. I told the boss, I'm out, dude. I have been dreaming about vacationing with my friends, and sometimes it's money. Sometimes it's nobody can be available
time,
together.
Yeah.
There's been all kinds of reasons that I have not.
Or, it doesn't work out. Whatever it is, it doesn't work out.
And let's not forget, you have to want to travel with these people.
True.
Just because people say, let's go on a trip, doesn't mean you always want
to
go.
You're trying to go on a trip.
Well, I had been in Chicago with these two friends in June.
Oh, these are the homies you went to the Chicago.
We met up because a friend was there for work.
Yeah.
Well, no matter how long it's been, we have the best time together where I'm crying laughing. And we left there going, we got to go somewhere. This is stupid.
It feels like you're around family when you're with them.
I've known them my whole life.
Right.
They know my parents. They know where I grew. They've been in my childhood home. They know everything about me.
They've known you longer than you've been alive at this rate.
And I know them and their family. Kind of stuff. We all know everything about everybody.
Known them more than you haven't at this time.
Exactly. Yep. So we officially booked our trip. We're going to Mexico. We're going to Cancun. It's happening in 6 weeks.
I'm
and
excited.
It's done. And we're all excited. And
I'm jealous too,
bro. It only took like 4 FaceTimes between us to agree on what we were doing and where. But I have one friend that I am so grateful for, Christina. She's one of the girls.
What's up with
she
Christina?
She is the type A, I don't want to say psycho, but she basically did a PowerPoint presentation.
She's the planner of the group.
She's a scientist.
She's the planner.
She's a literal scientist.
She got the schematics.
She's brilliant. I love this girl.
Bet.
She lives out in Maryland, but she came up with a spreadsheet and a PowerPoint of all of the different hotels that we could stay at, the all-inclusives, the non-all-inclusives, the different cities.
Did she already compare?
Did we want to go to a different country? Did we want to stay in America? And I looked at her and I went, oh, I love you. I love you that you're in this group. I said, Christina, if you do this every time, just tell me. I gave them my budget. She worked with that.
Oh.
And it's like having a travel agent, but it's your friend. And she said, Allie, I get off on doing this.
Does she moonlight on the sides? Because I'd love for her to plan for me.
I told her, I said, if you ever decide you don't want to be a scientist,
you gotta do all the
great work you do, please, God, become an event planner or a vacation planner or something.
She's very organized, to say the least. Oh, that sounds magical. Because nobody ever likes to compare and go, oh, this, that, and the third. Well, if we book together, rental car this, plane tickets that,
DZ, she was like, I've read the reviews on this one and this one. It was a lot.
She basically TripAdvisor/Trivago in real life.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah.
And forget Expedia. You got Expedia friend.
We're all comfortable traveling. The third one who's coming with us, she travels all the time for work, like all the time.
She got all the miles.
Including globally. So she does have all the miles. So we're just ready to go. We've known each other forever. We have fun together. You know, I'm excited. So me and my best friends are high school going to Mexico in 6 weeks. And I feel like we're just living our lives finally. We've said we're going to do it for years. We're finally doing it. And I just hit my hand down because I'm so excited.
We just geeked. No, quick question.
So don't call me if you have the baby. I'm kidding.
We were going to have you be in the delivery room. Look at you. No, you missed it. You're going to be in Mexico.
Nope. Aaron, I'll hold one of your legs.
Nope, you're going to Mexico.
Can I FaceTime from Mexico on the
Can
beach
we do that?
With a margarita?
We'll do that. We'll do that.
Aaron,
I'll
cheer you on FaceTime.
What's up?
Seriously.
That is amazing.
I hope I don't miss the birth. I thought about this. I think you're going to have the baby earlier. That's
you
what
do?
I think
we're going to have the baby later. Really.
Oh.
And this will be a conversation for another day.
Uh-huh.
Do you think we're going to go to our due date or not?
When I say earlier, though, I mean a couple weeks. I don't mean like...
I think a couple weeks passed.
Oh, that'd be great. Then I could get back from Mexico. You could be here while I'm gone.
Exactly.
Aaron,
everything works out.
Can you keep the baby in a couple extra weeks so I can go to Mexico?
Can you just hold the next one in just a couple extra days?
Do you think your wife would mind?
No, I think she's good with that.
She wants to be pregnant longer?
Yeah.
Nobody does. Well, girls' trip is on. You always go on guys' trips. Maybe you inspired me somehow.
Damn, man, because I feel like everybody needs to go on a trip. My wife was just saying this. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that, because I feel like we do go on a couple bros trips, whether it's for a bachelor party been bachelor parties recently.
Bachelor parties force you to do it, yeah.
We get together for stuff like that. And my wife one day was like, dang, y'all just be going on trips with the bros, huh? And I'm like, baby, y'all got to plan a girls' trip. You got to get away, too.
She was getting FOMO.
I don't want, yeah, probably. I was like, I don't want you feeling like you're not doing what you want to do or feeling like you're going out and about. Go ahead, mom, plan y'all a trip. Maybe she could join your trip.
Come on, Aaron.
Right.
She could have the baby in Mexico.
Then that means I get to come to Mexico, too.
And at least you speak Spanish.
Huepa.
Hola.
Hola.
Cerveza,
por favor. ¿A dónde está el baño?
Everything's going to be fine. It's fine. Fine.
Oh, no.
So I had to share that. I was very excited. And now I'm going to take your wife on a trip after the baby comes.
Say less.
We may go to Colombia without you.
Hey, 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 hey. Chill out. Chill out. Okay, let's not get disrespectful.
Just kidding. I would never.
Y'all wouldn't survive without me.
I would never. You're actually probably right. But we would survive.
Well, I got family out there. They'd find y'all.
We'd find you. We'd find them. We'll find you.
We will find you.
Are you ready to give away these tickets to Six Flags Great America?
Do I got to have my question ready?
Yes.
Because my question is ready.
Okay. Fright Fest tickets are up for grabs, everybody. We're doing this every day this week around this time. A 4-pack of tickets. It's only going on through October 29th.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I almost said the wrong month.
Woo.
We all know Halloween's next month. Fright Fest happening right now. It's official. You're going to get a 4-pack. 414-533-1037. I think we're going to go with caller number 25.
I like that.
You will have to answer the question from DZ and then get hooked up.
Hopefully you've been to Six Flags or else this question's going to be awkward.
Oh. Good luck. Who's going to go get these tickets to Fright Fest at Six Flags?
We're going
to
find out.
It's Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Katie is on the phone in Sheboygan. She's caller 25. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, Katie.
Good morning.
What's happening up in Sheboygan?
Yeah, what's it look like? It's raining up there or what?
No, it's just icky.
Icky here, and that's not just the rain.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But that's not what's important, because right now we're trying to send you to Fright Fest, but first, I got a pretty challenging question for you if you're ready for it.
Okay.
All right, so first, before the actual question, have you been to Six Flags?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's
okay.
A good thing.
That's a good thing.
If you hadn't, we wouldn't have punished you. The point is to go.
But now, the more important part, what was your favorite ride at Six Flags? This is the question, and it's a tough answer. Go when you're ready.
Raging Bull.
The what?
The Raging Bull?
Yep.
Final answer?
Yep.
I mean, it's her favorite. So
You had me at Raging Bull.
She got nervous. She was like, was that the wrong?
Sounds is like it? One of us on a Friday night.
Is it not my favorite? Is it not my favorite ride?
Katie, you're going to Six Flags Fright Fest. Have you ever been there when they have Fright Fest, Katie?
Yes.
Oh, nice. It's such an experience.
Yeah, it's going on at Six Flags right now through October 29th if you want to go and get tickets. But Katie, you and three friends are going for free. Have a great time.
Cool.
Hold on.
Thank you.
All right, we'll get her info and then we'll have another chance tomorrow. And don't forget at 9:20 this morning, we got those Noah Kahan tickets when he comes to Alpine Valley next summer. And Mitty, you like that song.
Okay, I do. I do. I do. I like Noah Kahan, okay? I like him.
I was actually talking to myself.
Oh. I mean, he's decent. He's all right. He's cool. He's cool.
I was talking to both of us.
No,
I think
cool.
We both secretly love that song. It's not a secret. I like that song. That's Post Malone.
I like the banjo.
Noah Kahan.
Come on.
Noah Kahan and Post Malone teamed up to make that song Dial Drunk. And now Noah Kahan is going to be at Alpine Valley next July on the 13th. A lot of people want tickets to that show.
It's going to be a great Christmas / New Year / happy birthday / see you in the summer present.
That part. 414-533-1037. We're going to give away tickets right now to see Noah Kahan at Alpine Valley.
Right meow, right meow.
Mm-hmm.
Bet.
Caller number, let's go with 33, your favorite number.
Let's get it.
414-533-1037. You're going to see Noah Kahan at Alpine Valley. And then after that, Am I the Jerk?
This one's
Which
good.
Was a really good one today.
It was good.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good luck. We love concert season. You know why? It never ends.
Never ends, though. No. No, that's a good point.
Honestly.
It's always concert season.
You know? I mean, go Brewers, but the Brewer season's going to end after we win.
Somebody's always touring, though.
Somebody. Kristen is in Greenfield this morning. Hey, Kristen, what's going on?
Hi. Hello. Hello.
Hey, what you up to this morning, Kristen?
Just hoping to win these tickets.
Oh.
Afraid to tell us. Are
She's
you,
like, I don't want to tell you what I'm doing.
What are you, watching soaps and doing nothing? It's if it's like a secret.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what, Kristen? You sound a little too nervous for me. We'll talk to you later. Bye,
Bye
Kristen.
Now, Kristen, congratulations. You're caller 33. Yeah. You're going to see Noah Kahan. Coming to Alpine Valley next summer, July 13th. Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I cannot even believe I got these tickets.
Aww.
Nice. Why'd you want to win them, Kristen? Tell us.
My daughter wanted them so bad, and she's in Hawaii right now and going to school, and I'm just
Oh, she's in boarding school.
Oh, wait, never mind. I take that back.
She's going to college, and I sorry.
No, no, you are. She is speechless. Have you ever had somebody be speechless?
Yeah, we forget. I always talk to people, and they get on the air, and they get nervous, and I forget how we're used to that.
Well, she's thinking about how excited her daughter's about to be. Her daughter might come home from Hawaii today just to prove that these tickets were really won.
I mean, to say, can you come home from Hawaii is already a messed up question, but then to say you have the Noah Kahan tickets, well, that's something good. So.
You know Kristen's going to call her daughter later and go, hey, honey, so you should definitely not plan anything for July 13th of next year, okay?
I know. I'm so excited. So it's like the middle of the night there right now, so I can't even call her.
You better wake her up.
Hold on. If it's the middle of the night and she's in college, she's awake.
Oh, she's up. Oh, she's up. Kristen, call her.
Hold on. We got to get your info, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. We will have more tickets to win to see Noah Kahan at Alpine Valley tomorrow, same time. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.